The sermon this morning reflects on all three of our readings from Ezekiel and 1 Timothy and Luke. I start with reading Ezekiel 34, 23 and 24. And I will set them over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As Christians, the central focus of our faith is that God is over us, and that he loves us. He has made all things. He controls all things. He loves us. And where the teaching or a person's life or beliefs departs from that, they're wandering. And where the leaders that God has given depart from that teaching and from leading in God's ways, then the sheep scatter. And so happened at the time of Ezekiel. And the people were not listening to the teachings God had given them. They were scattered, and the leadership was not faithful. So God says to them, I am your shepherd. Even though your leaders are not faithful, even though things are scattering you and you are in trouble and you're lost and you're hurt and you don't know where you are, I am your shepherd. And though we already read it, I want to read this a portion of that Ezekiel reading again. Just slow and think about what God is saying to you and to your family and to your friends. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep, that they have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. When the troubles came and the confusion came and they were scattered, God says he will gather them. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. God knows exactly what is going on in his people's lives. He knows who is scattered here, who is hurting in this way. He knows people's hearts and minds and thoughts. He sends us, and he sends his pastors, and he sends teachers, and he sends deaconesses and other full-time workers, and he sends workers in the church to go out and look for these sheep. But we're not perfect. Humans are not perfect. So we can make mistakes. So we cannot understand God's word correctly or not understand God's will perfectly. We ourselves are sheep. And God knows our faults of leaders, of Christian people. And he doesn't leave it at that and say, well, we're all messed up. I'll just leave you all messed up. He doesn't say that. He says, I myself will look for my lost sheep. I myself will bind up the injured. I myself will look for the scattered ones when there were dark clouds and they ran away. I want to gather them myself. That is his promise. And he sends under shepherds out. But in the end, he is in control and he will make his promise sure and certain. Finally, in Isaiah's promise, he says, and I will send my servant David. And that is Jesus Christ. Jesus, who knew and understood people's circumstances and would minister to the lost and to the outcast and to the ignored. And Jesus, who would speak harshly and warn carefully those who were in charge, who were abusing the weak or ignoring the weak. But Jesus is this shepherd God has sent. We see this shepherd's action in Paul's life. And it's important for us to see the role of faith and unbelief, belief and unbelief. The shepherd is seeking out and takes care of the ones that are injured and know they're injured and hear the shepherd's voice and want to follow the shepherd and know they need help. Maybe they even need help following him, but they know they need help. Part of what Paul is writing about in this text in 1 Timothy, he is talking about those who say they need no help, they are okay, they can remain that way, they can remain in their sins. They don't need help with their sins. And so you saw that list of sins, he says, murders, and those who disobeyed their parents and harmed their parents, and the sexually immoral. And he has a list there. Those who say, I'm this way, and I'm going to stay this way. That is not the scattered sheep. The scattered sheep are the ones who heard the shepherd's voice and realize I'm hurting, realize I'm wrong, realize I'm in trouble. And just the realization is to know that I need God. I need what mercy or grace he has for me. Paul said, now we read his list of sins and sinners that he had. And Paul said, but I'm even the worst of them all. For I persecuted God's people. And then he says, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly and in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Paul, you might say, as Saul before his conversion, was a wolf, was a lion, seeking Christians to kill and imprison. And he had that permission from the leadership in Jerusalem on his road to Damascus in Acts. He had a letter saying that he could round up the Christians in Damascus. He was a wolf. He was a lion. But once he came to see that he was persecuting Christ himself and his church, he saw that he was in trouble. I am not the lamb, I am not the shepherd, I am the wicked lion. And the Lord led Paul to repent and be forgiven. He says, but the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. All that list of sinners that he had, Paul said, I'm the worst. And yet, Christ came for me. And then he says, but I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Christ, Jesus Christ, might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. If God can save Paul and bring him to faith, he can save anybody, because Paul was really bad. He persecuted the church. So also, he says, he can save all. He wants to forgive all. Repentance is to understand that I am in trouble. And this way I'm going cannot be the right way, is no good for me. I need to go a different way. And repentance is not something that a person comes to one's mind and decided, I decide I'm really bad, so now I decide I should be really good. It's not that. Scripture clearly says that when we are in sin, we are dead in our sin. We don't know anything else but sin. All we can do is sin, and we are sinners. But God, through his word, comes into our lives and shows us, you are in trouble. This is not good. This is harmful. This is bad. You are bad. And you say, but it's what I am. What can I do? And God says, you can be forgiven. I forgive you in Christ. You are my sheep. The glory and the thanksgiving and the welcome of turning from sinner to believer, forgiven believer, is to God. It is not the wisdom or the glory of the person or the moral fortitude or whatever one may say, but it is the work of God to turn a sinner to a believer, forgiven. That's what we see in Paul's life. He was on his way to persecute Christians, to arrest them, to kill them. He had permission to do it. But God said, no, you are persecuting me and my people. And then Paul said, this is to glorify God, not to glorify Paul, but to glorify God. When the shepherd came, the Lord's servant David, he sought out the lost sheep. We see that over and over again in Jesus' ministry in the Gospels. And just those two verses from Luke 15 are so instructive to help us know about Jesus. Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. The tax collectors were traitors. They were Jews collecting for the Romans the tax. They were considered to be traitors and cheaters, because they would cheat and charge too much. And the sinners, that category, often was the immoral people outside of good society. It says there that they were drawing near to hear him. They heard the voice and teaching of Jesus. They heard of his reputation to be a good man, to be a healing man, to be a forgiving man, and they were drawing near to hear him. This is the shepherd gathering the sheep. But the leadership, the Pharisees and the scribes, they grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners, and he eats with them. He has fellowship with them." Exactly. That is God's promise, to gather his sheep. They hear his voice. He brings them together. He binds and heals them. He instructs them. He guides them. And that is what our Lord and Savior does. As we think about rallying around God's Word, what it is to hear the voice of God, hear the voice of Jesus, and respond. This helps me. This teaches me. This encourages me. I'm God's son. I'm his daughter. And look what he says to me. The honor and glory isn't to us as individuals or leaders, but it's to God that he would do this for us and through us. The very character of God is to call his people together, is to heal and to bind up. Even though he actually may have even been like a wolf or a lion before, he wants to change them and bring them in to be his sheep. To God be the glory. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have mercy on people, even great sinners. And we ask you to continue to call us in our own lives and in the lives of people that we know, that many would come and believe and be strengthened by Jesus, receive his forgiveness, and lives be healed. Help us, Lord, to see how you do this in our own lives and how you are calling others. And Lord, thank you for your grace and for your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.